You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
Well, guess what? I am here with the man, the myth, the legend, Steve Aker. Big Steve, Big Journey, or also known as everybody, we all know, is Pappy. Pappy, how you doing, man? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
You're doing...
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Well, anytime. You have to put up with me, right?
Right.
What do you mean, right? You were supposed to agree with that, huh?
I always agree with whatever.
You always...
That gets me in trouble.
Like, you've learned that from being married for a long time to Margie,
yes,
right?
Right.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Yes, ma'am. So how did... That's what you say. The longevity of your marriage is because you learn to say yes to everything, right?
Right,
and,
right.
And she's right and you're wrong, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. Well, good. Well, that's marriage advice from Pappy. Yeah. To everybody, and you know, he can get into a lot more about that, but he agrees with everything she says. So, and Margie's right and Steve's always wrong.
There you go.
Yeah, well, that's good marriage advice. I'm for us young bucks, right?
That's right.
That's right, man. That's right. Well,
happy wife, happy life.
That will preach, won't it? I mean, yeah. That's very true. Because if the wife ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Amen.
Ain't mama happy, ain't nobody happy. So you better keep mama happy, right?
Or at least try to, yes, sir.
At least try. Well, that'd be another episode. We'll get into, like, you know, the pappyisms of, you know, flipping the mattress and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
But we won't get into that this time, right?
Okay, no.
Okay, well, good. But you know what, Steve? Listen, I just want to first and, you know, say this to you. You know, you are an incredible inspiration, not only to me, but to countless others. You know, the battle that you have endured and, you know, fought through. I mean, it's been nothing less than a battle, and you know that as well as I do. This obesity and fighting it along with lymphedema, they're like, you know, evil, you know, stepsisters or stepbrothers, whatever they have. You know, it feels like, you know, we're, you know, Cinderella, you know, fighting the evil, you know, the evil sisters, and, you know, obesity and, you know, lymphedema going with that. But you've had quite a struggle, am I right?
Yes, sir, I have.
Yes. And your highest weight was what, if you give let everybody know?
492 pounds.
400
that I know of.
That you know of,
yeah,
right.
I was probably over that.
Yes, yes.
It was the last time I weighed.
Sure. That's record. That's what, same thing with me. I mean, I got recorded 687, but I probably was about 702.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, that's either here or there. But you have inspired me, man, and you have kept fighting. You know, it's going on 3 years. You know, coming up since, you know, working, you know, with Brandon with the Obesity Revolution. And it's amazing to see how you have endured. And, you know, tell us just, like I said, a little recap of the battle, you know, how you came, you know, to the Obesity Revolution. Not going into great details about that, but just about, you know, how you've, you know, come about in the battle to get here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Do you mean how I once became acquainted with them, or?
Yeah, acquainted, but even so, you know, you became acquainted, but okay. How the battle was that, you know, you were struggling and you were, you know,
yeah.
You were looking for,
well,
every way, so.
Okay. Well, 3 years ago, I pretty much gave up and kind of figured that, you know, I was going to die and, you know, there was nothing I could do about it. I just pretty much accepted it. I ate what I wanted and did what I wanted. And
right.
Didn't even think about it.
Yes.
And then I seen your podcast, or excuse me, your newscast that
right.
morning, and made me reach out to you. I believe I shot you an email just to congratulate you on your journey. And
yeah, and encourage me. Yes, you did.
And you had called me back like 10 minutes later or so, and you know, kind of told me, you know, hey, man, you know, you can do it too, and kind of encouraged me a lot. And, you know, the rest of it is history.
Yes.
I'm down 161 pounds now.
That's amazing.
Which is I never thought it. I haven't weighed this probably at this weight that I'm at now. I'm at 331 pounds. Last time I was probably at this weight was probably when I first got married, and that was
amazing.
43 years ago.
Steve.
Yeah.
Steve,
you're awesome. Like a kid again. You know?
Yeah. You feel like a kid.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I still battle lymphedema, and I
sure.
still struggle a bit walking. But other than that, as far as how I feel and what I want to do and
right.
what I'm pressing to do, you know, that's a whole new thing.
Sure.
You know.
Because it's not just about the weight we lose, it's about the life we gain. You and
yeah.
I have,
yes.
you know, sort of, you and I have come, you know, come together and grips with that. And hey, Barkley's there. That's why they call him Barkley, because he yeah. barks. But that's okay. He can be on the pod. Yeah, what do you have to say, Barkley? Tell us.
He's in the other room.
Yeah, well, but I'm just saying, he wants to join in, too. He's happy with you also.
You know,
listen to him. I mean,
I got ripped off on this, because when we seen him at the shelter, he was the quietest dog there.
Yeah, he fooled you, man.
Why they named him Barkley, now I know.
Now you know. Now everybody knows. Now everybody in the world knows why they call him Barkley. And there you go, because he barks when. But that's good. Barkley's a guest, too. So we have Pappy and Barkley on the podcast. But, you know, the thing that, you know, pretty much, you know, caused us to really, you know, join whenever we started talking is, you know, you said I had lymphedema and you seen that, and
yes.
that sort of came to that point. And that lymphedema is, you know, it has a mind of its own, Steve. I mean,
yeah.
you know that, and I know that, and you know, to get over it, it's discouraging. But you know, the whole thing I want to, you know, sort of get down to, which has been an inspiration to me, that we've had to find out a lot of answers that, you know, are not out there, you know, that we were wish we could have found. And that's what, of course, the Obesity Revolution's about, is to find answers to get other people to the answer.
Yeah.
And now what has happened is I want to, you know, sort of let everybody know what you did as far as this last, you know, you had just had surgery, and
yes.
it's been quite successful. So tell everybody about that.
Well, I had a large lobule on my right leg. I have one on my left leg as well, but the right leg was...
And you named larger. Them too, right? They're named.
Yeah, I had Jose and Jose B. I think you call yours Herbie.
Mine's Herbie, yes.
But anyway,
yes.
At one time, well, all the time, it made it very hard to lift my leg. My wife Margie, she had to... actually helped me physically lift my leg to get into the band.
Sure.
Because I couldn't do it
right.
with my own strength.
Right.
I started therapy, actual lymphedema therapy, probably a little more than a year ago. There again, I had given up. Back in 2002, when I first started therapy, it really didn't do any good. They didn't have the technology that they do nowadays.
Correct.
But anyway, I did get it down quite a bit, but when they removed it, it weighed just a little bit shy of 3 kilograms, which translates to 6 pounds and 9 ounces.
Yeah.
So it's like a baby boy.
Yeah, exactly.
Thinking that it was going to be a hard... invasive surgery. I'm really blessed and surprised that
yes.
I healed as quick as I did.
You've done amazing. Yes, you have.
I've got about a 14 inch incision where they cut it off.
Sure, sure.
And 42 staples
to
hold it together.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go see a doctor again on, next week, actually, for my consultation to have the other leg done.
Wow.
So hopefully that'll be done. I like to get it done for the end of the year while my deductible's paid.
Oh, about that deductible, you know? Right? Huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, boy. But that's the thing. It's been amazing, Steve, that, you know, you've done that. And, you know, after surgery, you know, you were sort of concerned, just like anybody going through surgery and then the after effect that they talk about. But you, like, healed like a champ.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I was really, I was really amazed.
Yes.
I think the doctors were, too.
Right.
I didn't even need pain medication when I was in the hospital.
That's amazing. Amazing.
I think I took Tylenol a couple of times, but, you know, they offered me, like, oxycodone and all kinds of narco stuff, and I didn't need it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I was happy about that.
Yeah.
You know?
And the fact is, yeah, that was good that you didn't need that, but what amazed me is that you did a video of you walking, you know, the block back, I think it was last year or something like that.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then you showed one just recently about, you know, your leg and how much you're walking, able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing, you know, transformation, if you ask me.
We're walking Little Barkley about at least a half a mile a day.
Yes.
Yes. Proud of my wife. She's out walking with me every day.
Amazing.
And, you know, so, yeah.
Well, you know.
And the biggest part, hey, I'm driving after 14 long years.
14 years since you've
been.
Wow, Steve.
And it wasn't that I couldn't steer
and
drive. It was that I couldn't get my
Your legs in it. Right.
I couldn't operate the pedals.
And it's like freedom, isn't it? It's just like,
oh gosh, yes.
They're
everywhere. I'm like a 16-year-old kid. It's like, Mom, do you need me to go to the store?
you're one to do all the errands.
she says, "You know what? I'm out of lettuce, so I'll go get you some."
Oh, Steve, man, you know, want to know something? You are my hero, man.
Well,
you're my encourager. I mean, Steve encourages me. Like, Pappy is always, you know, there. He encourages us all with the Obesity Revolution. Everybody that's part of the Obesity Revolution, you know, is encouraged. He is. That's why we call him Pappy, because he is our Pappy. You know, he's our patriarch of the Obesity Revolution. But we're gonna clean it. I'm just proud of you and honored to know you,
Thank
man. You. And the thing is, get a shout out to you know, for the Obesity Revolution. If people out there are struggling with lymphedema, their weight, how important is the Obesity Revolution, and would you highly recommend it?
Oh, yes, definitely. Like I said, it's changed my life. Support, to me, has been, oh gosh, I would have to say 95% of this.
Yes.
I mean, I know a lot of it is eating and stuff, but when you have a support system, when you fall and somebody says, you know, that's okay.
Yes.
You know, I've done that too. But,
yes,
you know, this is what I did for it. You know, and this is how I overcome that.
Yeah.
You know, and as you go on, you just kind of learn a little bit each day. And now I don't want to say it's easy, because it's never easy.
No.
But it's kind of come as second nature. I don't think of myself as being on a diet.
Good.
I really don't.
Good.
It's just the way I eat.
Yes.
You know, and it's like,
yes,
you know, it's, I don't, when I see, let's say a piece of cake.
Right.
It ain't that I say, oh, I can't have that. You know, I says, well, I don't eat that. You know.
That's good.
And
that's,
you know,
great.
Yeah,
I love that.
Wrong. Now I still have a taste every now and then.
Yeah, who doesn't? Or maybe a two taste or three taste. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I try to limit my taste.
Well, yeah, but
that triggers me.
Sure,
I've always been a sugarholic.
Right.
So if I have too much, it just makes me crave that much more.
You don't want to do that, right? And it's a lifestyle, you know, it's not an event, it's a lifestyle.
It is.
And that's
and you know what? I'm never going to be done.
No. That's a good point there, brother.
If I get down to 180 pounds,
yes,
I'm still going to have to eat this way.
Yeah.
In order to maintain it.
Yes, yes.
Because I've seen other people, I don't want to call names, but I've seen other people that's lost a ton of weight, 200-300 pounds.
Right.
And gained it back in 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because they said, hey, I've done it. I'm here.
Yeah.
I can coast from now on, you know.
Right, right, right.
Next thing you know, you're 500 pounds again. And you say, yeah.
And how many people do we know that that's happened to, man? Yeah, I mean,
a lot of them.
Yes, there is. And it's about the mental health, and it's about the mindset, and, you know, nutrition. You know, it's complex. It's not just eat less, move more.
Once you get the mindset set and know why you're doing it and who you're doing it for, and it's got to really be about yourself.
Good. Good,
you know,
good point. Good point.
I love my wife. I love my kids. I love my grandkids. But I'm doing this for me.
Yes.
You know.
That, brother. Well, that's amazing, man. I mean.
You know, because.
Yes.
I had congested heart failure when I was 45 years old.
Yes.
Almost died. And this happened all 2 days before my only daughter got married. So I ended up her wedding day in the ICU with a ventilator.
Yeah.
And by the time I got out, she was already back from her honeymoon. So that's how long I was there, you know.
Wow.
And, that always bothered me. And it still does. And, I mean, sometimes talking about it just, you know, gets a frog in my throat.
Right, right.
But, you know, I'm glad I'm still here.
You're living?
I'm surprised I survived that because I didn't change my life too much afterwards. I did it first.
Yes.
I did it first. Boy, I tell you what, I was,
right.
I was a Boy Scout. But, you know, as it went on, I was like, you know what? I can start smoking again. That's all right.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I can start eating like I want. And, you know, next thing I knew, I had gained another 100 pounds.
And then you get there, you know, almost 500 pounds.
But now I can't move.
Yes,
you know?
right.
The lymphedema just got that much worse.
Sure. Well, bro, I mean, thank you for doing this. And you're an inspiration to all of us. And, you know, if you think you can't, you can't. If you think you will. Because when you say I can't, you're saying I won't. But whenever, you know, you can, it's I can is what makes the great man or great woman. And that's where you have done this, Steve, and the perseverance and the consistency. That's the other thing, being consistent, you know, and staying whenever the results aren't where they want to be, and the stalls and the battles and the gain, all that stuff. But, bro, I just want to tell you,
like
I love you.
I say, you know, I've had the support system has helped tremendously.
That's what tour's about, right?
You
it's about
it
it's about supporting one another, and when we battle, we're there to lift each other up, and that's where it's at. But thank you so much, Steve, for doing this, and you know your life has been changed. Check out Steve at Big Steve Big Journey on Facebook, on Instagram. Check out his journey. He will encourage you whenever you listen to this episode. You won't be sad. You won't be down. He will encourage you just with his demeanor and with his attitude and his thankfulness and graciousness. He's just amazing. He's one of my heroes. There's no doubt about it. But
thank you.
You're welcome. Well, this is the end of an episode of the Obesity Revolution. It's time to get healthy, okay? And it's time to stay healthy, and it's time to continue. And you got this. You don't have to do this. If Steve can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Don't stop. Put something to it and say, today is the day. You know, start today, get it right, think that you can, and get that mindset down. And I guarantee it. Steve didn't think in 3 years ago
he'd be here. I'll say one other thing.
Go ahead, please do.
If you don't start today, I'll tell you what, next thing you know, 10 years is behind you.
That's good.
You're 45 and say, I got some time. Never
yes.
Say, I'll wait.
Yes.
Next thing you know, 10 years has passed.
That's You heard it.
I didn't start until I was 61 years old.
I know. And it's never too late to start, is it?
There you go. And I'm 63. I'm almost 64 now.
And you feel like you're 16.
I feel like I'm 30.
Man.
Well, I'm going to say 30.
Okay, 30.
I feel like I'm 16 as far as driving.
Okay, well, that's fine. Yeah, that's good. Well, you heard it. It's time to start. It's time to do it. You know what I mean? Don't put it off. And I'm going to tell you, we love you. Go to theobesityrevolution.com. Follow me on all my social media. I am Sean Maroney. And until next time, don't let anybody ever tell you that it's impossible. Don't you say it's impossible, because you put that I am, you say I'm possible, and you can do this. Until next time, we love you and we got this.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.